This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The ultimate needle mover.
That's the wrong button. No, I got you. I'm gonna hit the right button this time. Y'all ready? In three,
kind of fit.
Two, Young Zale.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Let's let it ride one more time. What's good? Welcome you in here to the Wednesday, July 2nd edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling one more time.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
What are you doing with him?
He rides with us, man. That's what we're doing.
What are you doing with him?
We appreciate you so much for being with us. So much news has broken over the last 24 hours. That's not true, actually.
Oh, I thought you saw something that I didn't see.
Well, I mean, there was news. It wasn't related. Well,
this is more for KC, I guess, because this has been his take. But is Shams the Cody Rhodes of all this right here?
Oh, wait a minute.
They gave him the ball to run with it. It's been kind of a lot better when Rhodes was here. It's a lot better when Roman Wojnarowski was here.
You're not wrong.
Roman Wojnarowski. Wow. Roman Wojnarowski is spectacular. Goodness gracious. Shams is Kevin Owens. Oh, man.
Is he Cesaro?
No. I don't even want to name someone Cesaro. It'd be disrespectful.
Yeah, that is tough. Tough.
I mean,
there was news this morning. Well, it just didn't pertain to basketball.
No, not at all.
And if you've been listening, it wasn't news. We could deal with that later.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the type of person to say I told you so. I am.
Well, it was kind of.
I am.
I want to say it was clear as day, but.
It was.
There was red flags.
It was clear the second it started.
Well, to me, it happened. We're there.
The second they said RICO charge, it's like there's no goddamn way. Hey. There is no way you're going to be able to prove a conspiracy.
The whole thing fell apart for me personally. Not saying I knew it was going to happen, but red flags were raised is when they offered a plea days before the trial started.
Yeah, and his
his
attorney emphatically said no.
Yeah, it's
and
I
this
said,
is
oh,
why
this is bad. This is bad for them.
The prosecution went on for weeks. The defense went on for days. Mm-hmm. The reason the defense went on for days is because there's nothing to defend. Let's see what we've established. Diddy's an ass. He's a freak. He's a horrible human being. And he's violent. Great. Which one of those four things that I name is a charge? Domestic violence wasn't a charge. Mm-hmm. 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 Y'all try to put y'all try to prove conspiracy on thirsty. The basis of baby oil orders. Like, man,
they got way this too thirsty.
Was such a catastrophic failure by the federal government and the prosecution. They got thirsty, just as you said. They got thirsty and started reaching, didn't have it. And I think they knew as this trial was going on, they're cooked. Mm. They proved nothing other than Sean Combs sucks as a human being.
Them
again,
boys,
that's not something they send you to jail for.
Nah, them boys.
And poor
offered that plea. I said, oh, no.
Poor Cassie. Cassie went on the stand for like 3 days and had to relive the nightmare of that relationship with that man. Mm. All for what? Absolutely nothing. Oh, I feel so bad for her. I feel bad for some of those other people that testified. And I was, that man is leaving jail with all of his money. And if you think he's just going to go away,
oh, no.
You do not understand this man's mentality. His first step into the spotlight, people died. The very first thing he did as an entrepreneur, people died. He didn't tuck him. He didn't curl up in a ball and go away. He was fired from Arista by Andre Harrell. Didn't curl up in a ball. Why? Why was he fired? Because he was violent and hot-headed. He didn't curl up in a ball and go away. He is not going away.
Well, he ain't going away. But I'll also say this. Anybody he got anything on, we're going to find out.
Mm.
Because I promise you, he is going to, and I'm not saying it like in a positive way. I'm just saying he's going to remember everybody that walked away from him during this moment. And if he got something on you, this thing ain't over. This thing is not over.
Yeah.
Whether he says it personally or it gets out somehow. Anybody that walked away that didn't defend him, he's going to remember that. He's an evil guy.
He is.
He's an evil guy. Yeah. This is exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah, he is an absolute.
He's an evil, vengeful guy.
So after all of this, did he or did he not order the murder of Tupac Shakur?
From everything that I... He may have ordered it, but the actual killing of it from everything that I heard isn't. I haven't found the connection to Puff yet.
Well, the connection to Puff is the guy who's on trial. That's the connection to Puff. It's just whether you believe him or not. He said for years that Sean ordered the hit.
Yeah, I think he ordered the hit, but when he actually got killed, I'll put it to you like this. If he doesn't stomp out Orlando Anderson, you think he gets killed that night?
I don't.
That's my point.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, the hit may have been out there,
but
what actually happened was not the hit, I don't believe.
But that's where I've had trouble connecting. It's clear that this dude, I forgot his name, the one who's on trial, knows Sean, mm-hmm. and he is very well connected. So it's just a coincidence he was there? I mean, it's a Tyson fight in Vegas. Like, that is a hot spot for, you know, the rich and powerful of gangs, still, I don't know. Keep it deep. Thank you.
I agree. It seems like an awful, interesting coincidence, but I'm
with you. That scene in the lobby doesn't happen. I don't know that happens.
Yeah,
to Pac that.
And I think that's what ended up getting him murdered that night. But that also doesn't mean the hit wasn't out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's.
That man blew up Kid Cudi's car in his driveway when he knew people were there because they wanted people to see it.
He's a maniac, bro. He is an absolute maniac. Maniac. And like I said, and I'm not saying it in a happy way. I'm just I don't trust this dude. Mm-hmm. And anybody that didn't show support to him during this moment or turned their back on him, I think he's going to remember that. Mm. And if he's got something to make their life a living hell, I think he'll use it.
It's gross. It's awful. It's just flat out awful. But if you listen to us here occasionally, if you listen to KSFM, we've been saying for weeks, this is not working. Mm. The prosecution missed. The federal government missed. They got a trial in front of a jury that they were not equipped to have. Just an absolute failure by the federal government. And now everybody knows, you said this perfectly, he's a maniac. Mm-hmm. Now everyone knows it. And he's free. Mm-hmm. There's no charge for blowing up Kid Cudi's car. There's no charge for beating Cassie's ass in the lobby of a, or in the hallway of a hotel room. No charges for that. But we all know he's capable of doing it. We all know he's done it. And now he's a free man.
The crazy thing
is going to be a free man. I don't know what's going to happen with the two most minimal charges, which were I imagine it's time served.
It's up to 10 years.
There's no way. There ain't no way.
Maybe another year or two, because he's only because
you know what
they're
going to do. They're going to ask what is the standard for this. What is the standard for this for someone not named Sean Combs? And they're going to go with that. Mm-hmm. And once they do, it's not going to be 10 years. They're not going to throw the book at him, so to speak.
No, hell no.
It's not going to be 10 years. No. My gut feeling is it's time served. Mm. Incredible.
The other thing about it with Sean is he's got all his money still, or a lot
That's
of
it.
His money.
That's it.
But you'd be crazy to work with that man. He's a pariah. Like, I don't know how he continues to make money. And it may not matter. But, like, this thought that Diddy's home and, you know, it's just going to, like, you'd be crazy to be seen in public with that man.
Yeah.
If you're anybody. But if you got anything to lose, like, if you're some of his rap friends or, you know, people in the industry, you'd be crazy to be with Diddy right now.
The people who will be with him are the lesser thans. You know what I mean? Not that, like, you know, what's your boy's name? The Drake podcaster. What's his name? The one who was on the live stream all of the time. What's Academics? I could see Academics doing something with him.
He could do an interview.
But no one cared. But like,
but
Academics.
He could do an interview. But he's not going into it. What I mean is he's not going into a partnership with
him
to like make money with them and stuff. Like he ain't doing that. No, yeah. You'd be crazy to do that.
Sean fooled so many of us into believing a lot of these. And this is why this is one of the best things that came out of this is Sean exposed a lot of these media partnerships, these entertainer partnerships. Like, they had people convinced Ciroc was a black owned company because Sean was the face of it. That is owned by some alcohol distributor in Europe. Hmm. And now I'm like, okay, so this little, that's not LeBron's. Mm-hmm. That's not Snoop's. That's not E4. They just slap a black face on it and like, yo, look, we're black on brand. Like, no, you're not. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sean exposed all of that because the second this happened, I forgot the name of the company. I was reading about them yesterday, but the people who own Ciroc, they were like, nah, this is over. This is over. Hey, no. Here's your portion. You're out, dog. This thing is over. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the tequila spots. It's we knew we would get to this at some point. Didn't mean for it to be the start of the show. So we'll reset. That was the breaking news this morning. Of course, it had nothing to do with the Sacramento Kings. Is absolutely no news related to the Sacramento Kings has dropped, and it appears free agency is just over.
Well, Sacramento Kings news adjacent dropped a little while ago. Knicks got a head coach.
I have a question. I have a question. It's regarding that. We'll get to it when we get back. We're just getting started. We're with you for the next 4 hours. It's D'Lo and KC. We're brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I just found an article. Okay, let's see. 11 bids went in for those WNBA expansion franchises that were announced a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Detroit, Philadelphia are getting the bids. Let's see if we can count all of these up real quick. Of the rejected bids, Houston was one of them.
That's a bad job by the WNBA. That's disrespectful.
Charlotte was one of them.
That's ridiculous.
Both of those teams were backed by the NBA owners.
Of course.
St. Louis, Kansas City, Austin, Nashville, Miami, and Denver were the six others.
Mm.
We have hit the stage where Sacramento doesn't even present anymore.
Mm.
We've said this time and time again, and I will say it one last time. They are never coming back. The Sacramento Monarchs are never coming back. The Sacramento Monarchs are never coming back unless two things happen. The league expands to, you know, upwards of 24 to 28 franchises. Mm-hmm. And Vivek is gone.
Mm.
I think part of this is absolutely Vivek Ranadive.
Mm.
If it boils down, we looked at it so often as the Bay Area versus Sacramento. I don't think it was. I think it was Joe Lacob and Vivek Ranadive. I think the Bay Area played a part in it. Warriors fans, all of that, like, no, they could support this.
Right.
Obviously, Kings fans are very passionate. But if you wash that, and it's Lacob versus Vivek, Lacob is going to win. I think Vivek loses most conversations with other NBA owners. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's behind St. Louis, Austin, Nashville, Miami, some of those other groups, but with 11 bids presented, 3 accepted, none of them being Sacramento. Sacramento not even being involved in the process. The Monarchs are never coming back.
Which is interesting. Yeah, I know we're paid by Vivek and all this other stuff.
They were in his pocket.
According to others or whatever. Yeah. But in all seriousness, like, what? I wonder what Vivek has done so bad that they don't want anything to do with him. Obviously, the Kings haven't won, and that's one component of it. We say this all the time. That seems to be Vivek's only weak spot. When you talk about what he's had a hand in building and the vision that he had in downtown and the arena and things surrounding it and collabing with people around it, hugely successful. Hugely
but successful. That stuff is already built, though. Like, it's built so it doesn't have anything to do with the W franchise coming in. Like, the groundwork is that's already been laid.
Yeah.
You're essentially all you're talking about now is the basketball portion. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Like it's all, everything you just named is it's a great characteristic of Vivek Ranadive. It's people for they won't look at it, but that's absolutely on his resume. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to adding a WNBA franchise, it doesn't need to be. It's already there. Mm-hmm. He established that with the Kings acquisition and the Golden One Center being built. So it's like, great, got that. But we're asking you to, like, we talk about the Sacramento Kings being good being a long time ago. It's not as far, but the Monarchs were a long ass time ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many of those fans, season ticket holders, are still in the area. I don't know how many of those fans, season ticket holders, are still with us. I don't know how many of those fans, season ticket holders, still love the league. Like, we're talking, fam, I think we're talking 15 years in November?
Hmm. Wow.
Maybe 2008, maybe 16 years in November.
Wow.
That's a long time ago. Reese wasn't born.
No. Yeah. That's a while ago. But, and I'm not disputing what you're saying or arguing with you, but like, how they care about wins and losses, I thought they care about money. And money is being made here in Sacramento.
Maybe the belief is he's not the guy to lead the charge. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how you could ignore such a valuable fan base. Like, I lived it. I was here for it. I was here for it, not just, you know, like, I was here from it from jump. And I saw it. Like, this Monarchs team went to the Western Conference Finals like 4 or 5 years in a row. They went to the NBA Finals, WNBA Finals 2 years in a row. They won an NBA championship in 2005. Went right back in 2006. Should have won that one. The Maloofs and John Wisnett got in a pissing contest because Wiz was the lowest paid general manager slash coach or general manager plus coach in the league. And he was like, yo, we just went to back-to-back final. You need to pay me the rate of what Mike Tebow gets in Connecticut, what these other guys get. And the Maloofs flat out said no. So Wiz said, F it then. I'll be the general manager. I'm not going to do both if you're not going to pay me to do both. I'll be the general manager and I'll go find a coach. He found Jenny Busick. Jenny Busick obviously did some great things in Indiana, but as the head coach of the Sacramento Monarchs, each year they got further and further away from Wiz, the lower they got. In their last year, he fired Jenny Busick. They were preparing, I think, to draft second in what was the Tina Charles draft. And that Thanksgiving, get a call from the president of basketball ops saying it's gone. Just like that. They wanted to end it immediately that day. They called the league and said, we're done. We're out. And the league was like, when? Now? Today? And they were like, no. Like, I'm begging you. We have people who will keep this team alive. We're begging you. Give us time to find owners. Those jackasses said, okay. You've got 2 weeks. They said you got two. And in some sort of like drama on the USA Network said, you've got 2 weeks and hung up on the league. Imagine trying to sell a professional sports franchise in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're almost on Ron Burkle status, bro. Don't come through here no more.
We were at the we were at the All-Star game in Orlando, and I had never met Kevin Johnson before. Kevin Johnson walks over, sits at the table, doesn't say hi, doesn't say how you doing, looks right at Karen and goes, "We had people who would have bought the team. We could have kept the team." And she just looked at him like, "What do you want me to say?" Like they left all of us.
That's just a tragedy, an absolute tragedy. The thing with Vivek, and if you're the WNBA and you just don't trust Vivek, don't like Vivek, sure, like, do what you got to do for your league. I'm not here to cape for the guy, but like I said, you look at Sacramento and compare it to all these other cities, and it's a plus and a minus. You've got the Kings are one of the highest average tickets per game, right? Wasn't that one of, I think James always talks about that.
Ticket
like
sales?
Just like the ticket, like to get in the building is okay. One of the highest in the league.
Okay.
I forgot what the average was or whatever, but I think it might have been $100+ on average to get into the league.
Okay, that's insane.
Money's being made with a team that isn't even good. Money being made.
Average ticket price says 153 for the Kings.
153.
It might have been 2024.
That's offensive.
Come on, man.
That is freaking offensive.
153. It is, but like, if I'm looking at a league, I'm like, yo, the demand is crazy here, and this team ain't even good. The other aspect
we'll see of it, how that goes this year.
We will see. But the other aspect of it is you're the only game in town.
Mm.
You're going to the Bay Area, which is understandable. They got enough to handle it. You're down the street from,
and they're doing a great job.
They're doing like, a fantastic job.
Lake Up and that organization is doing a terrific
doing a fantastic
job.
Fantastic job. But historically, you're going to be going up against the Giants right down the street. Mm-hmm. You go to Cleveland, you're dealing with the Guardians. You go to Philly, you're dealing with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And then when football season starts, you're dealing with the Eagles. Where else did they?
I feel like hockey runs year round, so you could throw in the Flyers. I don't know that that's true, but it always feels like hockey is on.
Detroit, you're going to have to deal with the Tigers and then eventually the Lions when that season starts, and Michigan football. Now you're dealing with college sports in those areas as well. So if I'm presenting an argument to the WNBA, you're turning your back on one of the few places that you could go that you'd have damn near 100%, at the very least, let's just say 85% of the market share, because I want to show respect to the Republic and the A's while they're here. But the summer is yours, and you're willingly turning that down. Like I said, if you just don't trust Vivek or don't like Vivek, that's a whole nother story. But when you talk about the average ticket prices of a Kings game, and then you got 100% damn near of the market share in the summer for your product, that's somewhere that I don't know if they have anywhere else in the league. They got Connecticut, but Connecticut ain't going to be there too much longer. I think they'll go to Boston. That's just my prediction. Portland, I guess we'll have that. But everywhere else, you got to share the summer with somebody else. So,
man, learning more about this, Bill Haslam, brother of Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, and I guess the former governor of Tennessee, was behind the Nashville bid. His group included Candace Parker and Peyton Manning. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You talked earlier about
the Toronto Tempo.
That is awful.
That is terrible.
That is.
Come on, guys.
That's just garbage. Do better.
I'm trying to find out who was behind the. I'm sorry. I'm like in this rabbit hole. Because I'm seeing this article for the first time. I'm trying to see who was behind the Austin bid.
Austin would have been a good spot too.
I think Austin
would have been a good spot.
I think you could have done something special. Jesse Tapia. I don't understand why we're doing Cleveland again.
Well, neither does Sophie Cunningham.
I saw that. That was Sophia.
Leave Sophie alone.
Sophie, she looked like she more worried about vibes than anything else. I mean, and salute, but
she's right. By the way,
Cleveland doesn't like. I think you could have done something special with like a Austin and Charlotte, a Nashville and Austin. Like you could have done. Hey, look, we're trying something different here. It worked in Uncasville, and I don't know why. I mean, that's the Mohegan Sun tribe. They can't be losing money,
right.
So I'm not sure what has gone south with that organization, but.
You know, I'm a big proponent of them going to Charlotte. I think that would be Rockers. A great spot. And then Houston, if they wanted it, I mean, come on, man. Show some respect to the league. You know, and Houston did support
that team. And that's for Tita, like.
Yeah. Show some respect. But Sophie saying that while playing for Indiana was interesting.
Yeah, no, it did. Sophie said, no one wants to go to Cleveland. Yeah. Again, it's just like, what is she your second cousin? Like, what is Sophie to you? Because y'all talking exactly the same about Cleveland.
Of course, someone who knows Cleveland.
Of course, she wanted Miami.
Well, of course she does. Yes, of course Sophie does. I think she probably wants another team in L.A., two teams in L.A., you know, something like that. But you talked earlier about the story of losing the Monarchs and how they gave him 2 weeks. Kyle's right. They should have given him 6 weeks. 6 weeks was all they needed. Kevin Johnson sat down at that table. He sat down with you and Kara, and he said, look, we had owners. We were ready to go. I just needed 6 weeks. 6 weeks was all I needed. Was all I needed. They would have just gave me the 6 weeks. We would have kept the Monarchs right here in Sacramento. Maloofs, they weren't selling. They needed my help. They needed 6 weeks.
That's one of my best finds right there. You guys told me, no, this one's horrible. It's horrible. And look, 2 months later, blue chipper.
Daniel. 916-909-1320. Daniel, please save me from this nonsense that is taking place.
Good. You know what? I'll save you with a good take here. Hey, regarding Vivek, regardless of what you say about the Maloof, I know they spent a lot of money. They weren't good with their money, but they spent the money, and they had the money at the time. Maybe Vivek just, you know, he's rich according to all of us, but when it comes to all the owners themselves, he's at the lower end. Maybe he doesn't have the money to have a WNBA team. Maybe he can't even get one and spend the money to have it here.
I disagree with that. He just tried to buy a soccer team.
Well, that could be deceitful, though. That could be misleading. Like, I don't think he showed a bank statement to say, like, I'm trying to buy it. Like, because, I mean, if we're being, he was out of his price range with that.
That's what I thought.
I'm sure. No, but he might have been a lead investor in a team. He might have been the face of a team that wanted to like do something. I don't know. Daniel might be on to something. You know, the Al Davis effect. Al Davis
or Mark?
Mark Davis. Mark, excuse me. Well, I might have been Al too, but Mark is the. I'm pretty certain the poorest NFL owner, and amongst the wealthiest of the wealthy,
right?
They look down on people like you.
Well, the NBA has changed now, right? Like Vivek, I don't think he was like the wealthiest, but he was probably middle of the pack. Now, when you're getting these corporations involved throwing out $10 billion, now that's different money. Now that's absolutely different money. But and to your point, like you said, he could have been an investor. He didn't show a bank statement, but he's been involved. In the soccer team, he was involved. Wasn't he involved with Edmonton, the Oilers, or something like that?
I don't remember Edmonton, but the soccer team he was a minority investor in.
He tried to do something with, I think it was the Ottawa Senators. I think it was the Ottawa Senators, not Edmonton. But he tried to get involved in their ownership group. I think he's laying in the weeds for the A's. I don't know what that looks like. I'm sure he'd be part of a group, but I think he's ready for that. When that becomes if that becomes a possibility. So, and we're talking, no disrespect, but I think we're talking the WNBA and not the NBA. I think he's got enough money to get into the WNBA.
But that's the thing. Sorry, Jesse. I don't know who these other, the St. Louis, the Austin.
That's true.
But like for Tita.
And that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
What bid did Houston put together?
Or hotels.
I think for Tita's hotels, isn't he?
Mickey Arison, I think, is crucial.
Okay.
That's right.
Houston, you got the Rockets or Fertitta behind. What did he face plant his presentation? Like, how is that not? Look, this is yours to lose. Mm-hmm. In fact, losing the franchise had nothing to do with you. We've told you that story before. It was an angry owner who was pissed at David Stern and said, okay. F you, I'm out. and he left. He dumped the Rockets because he was pissed off at David Stern over Yao Ming, the split of Yao Ming's overseas earnings, not earnings as a player, like what That's Yao Ming was crazy. Doing for the WNBA overseas. Houston wanted in on that action. David Stern said, no, we're promoting the NBA. And they were adamant, like, Yao is our guy. You need to pay us for this. David Stern said, F off. And so the Rockets owner was like, cool. You too. Here's your comments back. And it was done.
That's to me, that's a really, they're fine. I guess they'll figure it out. But that's a bad job by WNBA commissioner. Is it? Who's the commissioner right now for the W?
Kathy Engelbert.
Yeah. Bad job by her. Houston, one of your landmark franchises.
It might not have been a single person decision. I don't know that. I have to imagine for something this steep, there was a committee. But
well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not the committee for sure. But didn't you say Charlotte and Houston were backed by the NBA owners?
Yes. Yeah, I don't understand how I don't understand if it was best of seven. I don't understand how Houston didn't start the series 3-0.
Right.
Look, you just got to win one game.
Right.
Like, this is yours. Like, we've got jerseys that need to go in the rafters. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be your first home game. Tina Thompson, mm-hmm. Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper. Hell, you can even put Dawn Staley up there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
All up in the Raptors game one.
That to me, being fair about the situation, that should be rectified before any other city, in you know, past city in the WNBA, even before Sacramento. I mean, that's a four-time WNBA champ, your first dynasty. They showed super support in Houston for those teams. If they want a team, they should be at the front of the line. But all this is crazy because I don't know how Cleveland got back involved. That's just – that's crazy. And I know you say – I know you know. And it's a fact that Detroit did a really good job supporting that
team.
They did. I still wouldn't put them ahead of Houston.
Oh, no. Like, yeah. This is – no. Cleveland should never be back.
No.
Cleveland, they dumped the Rockers in like 2 years.
Yeah.
You're immediately out. I'm not talking to you moving forward. But Detroit, like, Detroit absolutely, they deserve this nod. Philly is interesting. But I'm just so fascinated as to what, if Houston presented with the backing of the Rockets organization, how did they?
I need to know.
I just don't understand.
I need to know. And I will say this.
You don't have to live in nostalgia, but there isn't a fan of this league that doesn't want the comments back.
Right. And
if nothing else, to honor those players we just mentioned a minute ago.
Facts. And I think, I don't want to speak for you, I think you would agree with this. Even however we feel about Cleveland, Philly, I think they'll all support. I think the turnout will be fantastic everywhere they go. I think the women's game is like that. I think those cities have evolved since having them before. Detroit, it wasn't really an issue, but I think Cleveland has evolved. I think they'll do fine. I think Cleveland will do fine attendance-wise and supporting the team and all this other stuff. I just don't think they should have gotten that opportunity before other places.
Yeah.
Portland's another place. Like Portland was gone immediately. I think they will support that team.
Yeah, but
and I think it'll be perfectly fine. I think the landscape has changed a little bit, which is why they're able to expand.
Looking up at this video, I had the weirdest reaction to Red Panda. I refused to watch the video.
I ain't watched it.
I saw Trista post it because Trista's thing is she'll put her threads thing up, and then you do the carousel, and then she'll have the attached video. I will not watch the video of Red Panda falling.
No, sir. To me. Not me.
No. So they just showed Panda on NBA Today. I'm like, I ain't watching. And I don't think they showed the video. Mm-mm. But I'm not watching that video.
Not my job. Get well soon, Red Panda.
Shout out to the big homie, Ben. He's only about 50 minutes late today. That's not bad.
Well,
Well, Kyle and I think Kyle and James were trying to say Jimmy Walker, and they said Johnny Walker, and it was like, isn't Johnny Walker a rum? And it was like, no, it's a bourbon. No, it's a whiskey. It's a scotch. There it is. Johnny Walker is some sort of
fun. I don't even know if I've had a scotch before. I'm sure I have, but I can't think of
it. Isn't that the thing that you downed last time?
Was that? I thought that was brandy.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Eddie, you sip on this. Don't shoot it.
It wasn't brandy. It was bourbon.
Bourbon. Yeah.
Scotch is, did you ever have the Deacon, the stuff from Sovereign Brands?
I haven't I haven't had that bottle.
Okay. That's scotch.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a scotch.
The like bronze one or whatever. Or
yeah. With the weird. Yeah.
I haven't had that. I might try it this weekend.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to. No, but you might watch The Office too.
You know what I did last weekend, because Reese promoted from sixth grade, and you know, everybody, they have a weekend of like people are over partying, all this other stuff. Like, oh man, yeah, I was drinking it up. You know, we had shots or we had drinks and all this other stuff. My version of that last weekend was soda. I drank so much soda. Just like four cans a day.
Casey, like a 10-year-old, just soda.
Hey, you know, we've talked about this.
Yep, it's in the house.
Got to get rid of it some way.
Hey, I took home a 12-pack of 7-Up home the other day. It's basically gone now.
Wow.
It's so bad.
So I'd say that to say last week was the soda. This week, you know, maybe I'll have some.
I've lived by that. Well, if it's in the house, you know, because I'd always get it for gatherings and whatever. But now Abby, the 16-year-old, drinks Pepsi. So it's in the house. And so I can't just got to get rid of it. Like, now it's just like, come on, man.
It's going
to
come right back.
Just leave it there.
Yeah, what's your girl talking about?
Who?
What's your girl talking about, man?
Who? Kim.
she talking about, man?
Kimberly asking, did you guys spill the tea yet? What's she talking? Yeah, I don't know what she talking about. What's she talking to you?
See, I don't know. She said you guys. I don't know what she talking about.
Well, Kimberly's going to have to fill us in on what the tea is that we're supposed to. Aren't you supposed to be working, bro? Like, what are you doing right now?
Is Kim back?
Oh.
Back where? Back?
That's what I'm asking.
If she's
know.
back, I don't know if she's back.
I don't know either.
She over.
Tell me.
She's over.
She's probably somewhere dressing pretzel.
Probably. Well, no, what she's probably doing is cleaning up pretzel. Or cleaning up after pretzel. Pretzel just walking around.
Pretzel's so miserable in these outfits, everywhere. Bro. That's his. He's rebelling against her.
Well, yeah.
He's like, let me just be. I don't want to wear this Letterman jacket.
Soren says, Kimberly heard taking shots and instantly started chatting. That's funny. That's funny. We'll find out what Kimberly is talking about and what tea needs to be spilled. And Scott, I see you on hold. Scott wants to talk. Scott, don't hang up. We're going to talk. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320. All right, let's get right to the Elk Grove Kia talk line here. Our man Scott has got some questions.
Yes, sir.
916-909-1320. What's up, Scott?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I just had a question because my question is, like, where is the evidence that Malik has no trade value? Because, I mean, I could be wrong, but from my perspective, it looked like the Kings were going to do a sign-and-trade with Detroit for Monk for Schroeder. But it seems to me that the Kings didn't want to give up Monk, so they instead did a they traded Jonas so that they could sign Schroeder as a free agent. So that signals to me that they aren't actively trying to trade Monk unless they get a great return.
Can
so
I?
It seems like maybe they're trying to keep Monk.
Okay. Can I present you with a different option?
Yeah.
The Kings tried to trade Malik in a sign and trade with Detroit. Detroit decided they'd rather go with Duncan Robinson and didn't. So the Kings traded Jonas Valanciunas to create that space and to get Schroeder here and figure everything else out later.
Okay, I see that perspective, but what about the perspective that the Kings didn't want to give up Monk for Schroeder? Because apparently, I think Monk is way more valuable.
So maybe
they halted that, and then they that sparked the trade for Jonas to clear up cap space so they didn't have to trade Monk so that they could sign Schroeder as a free agent. Because the Duncan Robinson trade happened like a day later, I think.
Correct. I mean, it happened yesterday, but yeah. Go ahead. Stay here with us for a minute,
so,
Scott.
Scott, I just want to ask you. I'm just asking you a question. Why do you think we're lying about this? Like, what incentive do we have?
I don't.
What incentive do we have to like put this out there if this isn't the things that we're hearing as well?
Well, yeah. We all know you're in Vivek's pocket.
Right.
Sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
It just seems that it doesn't seem like they're actively trying to trade Monk unless they get a great return. So I don't know. I keep hearing on all the different shows that he has no trade value, but I don't know. For some reason, I kind of disagree with that.
I hope sorry, Scott. I hope you're right. I feel like we've haven't really sugarcoated the things that we've heard. Mm-hmm. We'll start with last year. We thought there was this big, massive, robust market for Malik last year. There wasn't. You can believe what you read on Cowbell Kingdom or whatever. There wasn't. There's at least three people in this building that have intel on the Malik Monk negotiations. I got one of them from everyone's favorite point guard. So if you want to challenge us, you can. The market was not there. It was one team with real money, like a real serious offer. Not, hey, come play with us. You could really grab the brass ring, pal. Like, no, there was one team who said, you know, we could top Sacramento, not by tens of millions of dollars, but yeah, and it was Detroit, mm-hmm. And obviously he took the Sacramento offer. And the interest was minimal. The interest to pay was extremely minimal this year. And this is what I would have asked Scott. What would you do with Malik this year? What do you want? I don't think DeMar DeRozan's going anywhere. Maybe they pivot back when they realize they can't move Malik. Maybe they just go, you know, Malik's younger. Let's you know what? We had this idea. Let's skip that. Let's throw that out the door. Let's see if we can move DeMar. I don't dislike Zach LaVine. I'm not with the rest of America. I do not dislike Zach LaVine. I don't think you can trade him either. I think there's difficulties. Like, if you can't trade $53 million LeBron James for 1 year, you probably can't trade $49 million Zach LaVine for two. And I ask you, what do you do with Malik? You want to run him as a backup point guard? Okay, do you think that's where he's best suited? Is it be a starter or a backup? Do you think he's best suited in the point guard position? Yes, he did play point guard at times when De'Aaron was here, but we're talking about stretches that lasted minutes, like literal minutes, before De'Aaron Fox would return and Malik would move to the two. Mm-hmm. Or they were on the floor at the same time, and maybe it wasn't a defined one and two, but they're on the floor at the same time. Whoever gets the ball is running. You want to do that again? I just don't know what you do with Malik. And for teams that needed shooters and scorers, they went elsewhere. You want to talk about value? Do you think Duncan Robinson is better than Malik Monk? I don't. I don't know if anybody listening to this does. Detroit did. Detroit thought that. So I'm not sure, man.
I asked Scott, I'll ask everybody else, because this has been a topic for the last 2 days here on Twitter, all that other stuff, is why would we want to falsely put out there that Malik Monk has low trade value? Like, what's in it for us?
Yeah.
Especially, and I know you like him as well, but come on, I love Malik Monk since he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to say anything bad about him or his game? I love his game. I love watching him play. So, yeah, I don't understand why people think we're lying about this, or that, like, we want to lie. Like, we want to push a narrative.
Maybe lying and pushing a narrative aren't the same thing. I don't know, man. It comes with the territory.
Well, one of the things, like I told somebody yesterday, that we're doing is we're just trying to give information on the things that we hear, so maybe you guys have a better understanding of why some things might be happening. I don't know why Scott Perry didn't want Trae Young or might be ready to move on from Malik Monk. I don't agree with him. I haven't had a conversation with him for an explain. And even if he did explain it, I'd still say, Scott, I probably disagree with you. I see it. I understand it. I disagree. I would take a chance on one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like I don't know why people feel like we're getting something out of this.
I think it really centers on if we had.
Real quick.
Kyle's kidding.
Yeah, Kyle's in the chat. He says, everyone knows you guys are Vivek's mouthpieces. This is something, and he's joking about
that. Yeah, Kyle's joking.
But it brought something up about, you know, people talking about interfering. And I'm, once again, not trying to defend nobody, just observing and keeping the same energy. Vivek, get out the way, do all this other stuff. You think Vivek Ranadive wants to get rid of Malik Monk? Everything that you've seen from those two, and the interactions that they've had, at least publicly, on the court, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You think Vivek Ranadive wants to move on from Malik Monk?
My guess would be no.
No, I don't think so either. But he's allowing this guy, Scott Perry, his new general manager, to, at least right now, construct this team the way he sees fit. So I just laugh at that one. We're Vivek's mouth. Vivek don't want to get rid of Malik Monk.
I'd imagine he doesn't. Yeah, I'd imagine.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think
we're catching heat from some Kings fans is because Malik is loved here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's legitimately loved. And if you try, and Malik was stuck in a tough spot last year. He started the season in one position, like literally and figuratively, shifted to another one when he became the starter, then had to become the starting point guard when his, you know, his backcourt mate left, and then just kind of found himself in this awkward, oh, by the way, there was a coaching change through all of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, a ball-dominant wing came in. So many things surrounding what made Malik really, really good, arguably great 2 years prior, have changed. The influx of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, different kind of basketball players than were on the team during the original Beam Team era. Like, Kevin Huerter isn't that type of player. Like, it's just a different group. Then you haven't even referenced yet the emergence of Keon Ellis. Mm-hmm. Keon Ellis, kind of hate this term, but it is a defensive first type of player. Right. And so you have that, you know, as being a part of this. Now you have, you know, a guy like Doug Christie, who's trying to find his footing as a head coach. Doug Christie, who's trying to earn a full-time job in the league as a head coach. And as you pointed out earlier in this week, is almost certainly doing it by himself. Jay's a professional. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be fired. Mm-hmm. Luke left. Mm-hmm. Other than Barbosa, I don't know who else Doug trusted on this staff besides himself.
And Barbosa got hurt.
Barbosa was hurt, gone. Which is crazy. Right. How he get hurt? That man wasn't hurt ever in Phoenix, and he got hurt as a head coach. So I understand when we're talking about trading Malik, and when you try to, and this is the difficulty of social media, when you try to, you hope, rationally explain something, if you are negative on an idea, like if you're negative on the idea of trading Malik Monk, and you read a tweet that says, hey, here's a couple of things about Malik, you're reading in a tone that's combative to you. Like, if I go and look at some of the things that I tweeted in the last few days, particularly the stuff about Malik Monk. Let me scroll back. I've tweeted more in the last 4 days than I have in the last year. Let's see. A couple of things on Malik Monk. We've been telling you for weeks he's likely gone. Detroit was one of the only teams that made a run at him last year. This is how I'm writing it. Mm-hmm. His market is dry. That's how I'm writing it. Someone who does not like DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine is reading it like this. A couple of things on Malik Monk. We've been telling you for weeks he's likely gone. You're reading it like Stephen A. Smith, I guess. Detroit was one of the only teams that made a run on him last year. And I'm going to tell you, KC, boy's market is dry. Don't nobody want this dude. Like, that's how you're reading it if you don't like it.
Right.
And I think that's what is happening on social media. Malik is loved. But when you look at this roster on paper, I ask you again, just like we asked our man Scott, what do you do? We thought Malik would have trade value. He might not. Hell, this all could be birthed by the fact maybe DeMar doesn't have the value we thought. Jesse?
Is there any benching one of the guards and building Malik's value up, though? Because, again, I didn't love the fact that, like, giving up Monk for Schroeder, as far as, like, all that they got going on. Like, do you maybe just keep someone like Devin Carter on the bench because you can't move anyone at this point?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. What else are you going to do?
I mean, as opposed to just offloading Malik.
Unless you skip the idea of signing a second point guard and you're asking Devin or Malik to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
I think Devin would be the odd man out. And then when you do that, though, look.
Devin and Drew Eubanks.
I believe in Malik, but now, just being realistic, your defense takes a hit. And everybody always complaining about defense.
Right, right.
You don't have anybody at the front of your defense outside of Keon that can stop somebody. They say Dennis Schroeder is a willing defender. I want to watch a little bit more film on him to get a grasp of what he can do on a regular basis. But I don't look at him like Kawhi or nothing like that. And everybody was complaining last year about defense. I'm a believer that a good defense starts on the perimeter with your guards. And if you only got one defender out there, that's going to be a problem. And that's actually one of the things I feel like Devin can do. Devin can kind of get after it on the defensive end. And you're going to bench him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.